Hello everyone and welcome to day two of our travel article. The circus is in town. My name is Brandon. I have two panelists with me here again, Hazel and Anna. Hello panelists.
Hello Brandon. Hi everyone.
Good to be here.
Great to have you here. Are you all excited to talk about the circus again?
I love the circus.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, it's just exciting. There's clowns and there's animals and there's magic and there's juggling and there's unicycles and it's just really a lot of fun.
It is, and I was watching some, I have been to the circus a long time ago, but I was watching videos to see like the modern day circus. It's so colorful.
It is, there's so much to see. I agree with Hazel, you can't get over the excitement of the circus, right?
Right, and there's so much involved. There are animals, there's the clowns, the tricks, and even a little magic, right?
Sure, and there's popcorn too, and Coca-Cola's, you know, snacks, peanuts, popcorn, yeah. So it's a lot of fun.
It's fun for the whole family, not just kids,
right.
But adults alike, right? Can have a good time at the circus. So if a circus is coming nearby, you can go check it out and have a lot of fun. So we are back in Wisconsin. We are in the town of Baraboo. It's a small town, 12,000 people there, but it is called the circus capital of the world. And what did we learn yesterday? What family or company did we talk about yesterday?
Well, we talked about the Ringling Brothers. There were five brothers. Actually, total, there were seven in the family, but five of them that really started this circus here. So we had Al, Alf, Charles, John, and Otto. And I think they were very dedicated to this idea of starting a circus because, as we talked about, it was a lot of work traveling and being on the road.
That's right. And they did skits and they also, you know, did some juggling and had a lot of jokes. And so people could really be entertained. And that's really that's the point of a circus, right? To entertain people.
That's right. And remember, at that time, there was no TV, movies. Maybe there were some black and white movies, but I'm not even sure about that. But I know my dad grew up in a small town and they would all just wait for something to come to town to entertain them that they would go see. So I'm sure when the circus came to town, it was very exciting.
Yeah, when you think of a circus, you think of something that's really kind of, I would say, old-fashioned in a lot of ways. All the concepts, the ideas that go along with it, you know, are really something that they've been doing for a long time. And of course, now it's more modern. They meet in arenas most of the time. But before, here in the 1800s, what did they meet in?
A big tent, the big top.
That's right. And so they met at a tent then. So, you know, to do that today would be kind of fun, wouldn't it? Because we don't go to inside tents that much unless you're camping or something. But it kind of gives that old feel to something to go inside a big, huge tent, which you can do sometimes. They still have those big top performances. But normally, if a circus comes to your town, it's going to be in an arena.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what we've been talking about. We're going to continue to talk about the circus and the Clown Hall of Fame. I had no idea there was a Clown Hall of Fame. And I don't know about you. Did you know about that, Hazel or Anna?
Sure. There's a Hall of Fame for everything.
And I believe it's an international Hall of Fame. Is that correct?
That's correct. And a research center is combined with it. So, of course, a Hall of Fame is, you know, something set aside, like a building set aside to honor people who are in a specific profession. And usually when I think of Hall of Fame, I think of sports, you know, like football or baseball or something. Some great baseball players, they're inducted into the Hall of Fame, or great football players. But in this case, we're talking about clowns. And so they're going out, and people who have been clowns for a long time and have done a great job in their profession, they are inducted to the Clown Hall of Fame, and it is international, so it's not just in America. Okay, so let's go ahead and have our first reading for today. We are on page 43, and we are going to read the first column.
Clown Hall of Fame. Modern-day Baraboo is much like any charming Midwest town and was ranked fourth on 2013's 20 Best Small Towns to Visit by Smithsonian Magazine. An old courthouse, crowned by a clock tower, sits at the heart of the downtown. It is ringed by the usual small-town businesses, a drugstore, an antique shop, restaurants, and a theater. And in this case, an International Clown Hall of Fame and Research Center. The International Clown Hall of Fame was founded in 1986 in Delavan, Wisconsin. After a brief stop in Milwaukee and 3 years in storage, it reopened in Baraboo in 2010. The whole community has been so overwhelmingly supportive, said Greg DeSanto, a performing clown for 29 years, who is executive director of the International Clown Hall of Fame, which is 72 inductees strong. They're supportive of anything circus-oriented.
Well, now we are going to learn more about modern-day Baraboo, and what do we find out about this little town, Anna?
Well, Baraboo, like many small towns in Wisconsin, we talked about is a very conservative or traditional farming community, you know. But here we see that Baraboo was ranked fourth in a list of 20 best small towns to visit. And this list was put together by Smithsonian Magazine, which is a very prestigious monthly journal put out through Washington, D.C. And so this is pretty impressive that Baraboo is getting this kind of honor.
It is, and so we know that it must be a nice town to visit or maybe even to live in. And they have different standards for these kind of, when they do this research, and they always have these kinds of things, the best place to live, the worst place to live, and all of these kinds of lists. And, you know, sometimes I look on these to see if my town makes it, but I don't think it doesn't make any list. So maybe that's not necessarily a bad thing, but not always a good thing. But anyway, we get an idea of this town, that it's a nice place to go. And we also get a kind of description of some things inside the town.
We do, and we can see that it is a charming place, like many towns. So charming is a great adjective. It means it's maybe warm, friendly, fun. You want to go there. It's a very charming place. Okay, it has an old courthouse, and it's crowned by a clock tower. Mm. So you get the idea of a brick courthouse, maybe with columns, and the tall clock tower, maybe like in the movie Back to the Future.
Yeah,
perhaps.
Yeah, okay. And it's crowned. You think of a crown is on your head, right?
Okay, so there's a big clock tower there, and that sits at the heart of the downtown, so it's very central in that town, in the middle of town, probably.
Yeah, and I think this is a traditional small town in America. I think a lot of places, you know, in the Midwest, or I'm from the southern part of the U.S., we would have this sort of thing. You have something called a square, and we call that the square, and it has different businesses, and maybe a courthouse mm-hmm. or something. And so this is very common, and it is in a central location, or the heart of the town. And we see that it is ringed by the usual small town businesses. I think this word ringed is used in an interesting way.
Yes, ringed here kind of describes just that area around the town. So as you go around the town, you can see the drugstore, the antique shop, the restaurants, and the theater. You know, very typical places for a small town like Baraboo.
Mm-hmm. And in this case, an International Clown Hall of Fame and Research Center. Now, this is not something you would find in most towns, especially not a small town. And so it's not only the Hall of Fame, but it's also a research center. And when I saw that, I thought, what are they researching? And so I did a little bit of research and found out what they're researching.
Shoes?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because they actually, I don't know, listeners, if you saw the movie Water for Elephants, but here the Clown Hall of Fame and Research Center assisted the producers of the film in doing some research. And you can find out this information on the Clown Museum.com. And they also assisted Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus with research for their clown college. And so they actually have a clown college, the Ringling Brothers do, and they teach character development and physical and verbal comedy and so forth. And so you can actually apply and go to a clown college.
Right. So character development here doesn't mean that you should learn to be honest and patient and develop a good character. But character is what kind of clown character, what kind of acting do you want to do? So some clowns are a little bit serious and a little bit formal the way they dress and often have white faces. Mm. And some are quiet. They don't talk at all. They just do pantomime. And some are very clever and funny. And some are act like they're not as clever or not so smart. So there's a lot of different characters, a hobo clown. So when you go to the clown college, you would probably choose what kind of character clown you want to be, and they would help you work up that personality.
That's an excellent point, Hazel. I'm glad you brought that up because, yeah, when you think of character development, you know, if you go into schools and people teach that, it's talking about being honest and so forth. But, and there are different kinds of characters for clowns, and so that's a good point to bring up. And it makes the circus more interesting, right? If they're all just funny and everything, it makes it maybe not as interesting. But some of them are sad. It makes like, you think of a movie, you want a plot to be have twists and turns. Well, it makes that experience more rich, right?
Right.
Yeah, and so you can apply, listeners, to the Clown College in the U.S. if you're interested in that. You can go online and find out more. But so this research center, they're helping people do different things, anything related with clowns and the circus and so forth. They're helping people do research. Well, the International Clown Hall of Fame, when was it founded, Anna?
In 1986 in Delavan, Wisconsin. But actually it was in storage in Milwaukee for several years, and then it moved to Baraboo.
That's right, and so and it moved there in 2010, and so it's been there for just a few years, and the whole community has been so overwhelmingly supportive, and we hear this from Greg DeSanto, and he is a clown. He's been a clown for 29 years. And I think it's great that they're supportive because otherwise it would be terrible for everyone, wouldn't it be?
That's right. The town likes everything or anything that's circus. And they're considered the capital, you know, the circus capital of the world, correct? And okay. So of course they would be supportive. They want their town to have as many things that are circus-like as possible. And we always think of clowns when we think of the circus. So why not have the Clown Hall of Fame there? It just makes sense.
Anna, how many clowns have been inducted so far?
There are 72 inductees. And here we see it listed as 72 inductees strong. And strong here just refers to the number. The number is large. It's a good size number.
Okay, and so there are 72 so far. And we see that, of course, this town is supportive of anything circus-oriented, and so they love the circus. They're just saying, you know, bring more. You know, I'm sure it brings, of course, it brings more people, which people, when they come, they buy things, and so it helps the economy for that town as well. So we have to think of that from a business perspective. Well, let's go ahead and go to our next reading for today.
The museum boasts a fascinating swath of memorabilia. From Chester Bobo Barnett's clown car, he was a big guy in a little car with seven dogs, a skunk, a trumpet, and two suitcases, DeSanto said. To a 100-year-old costume and makeup kit from Edwin Poodles Hannaford, who performed on Broadway and palled around with Charlie Chaplin. I think we have the largest collection of clown artifacts in the world, DeSanto said. In Baraboo, it's very welcomed and appreciated, probably more so than if we were anywhere else. Reminders of the town's circus roots lie in all directions. There's a wall of fame on the courthouse square, honoring circus performers who have lived in town. The theater on the square was built by and is named for Al Ringling. His stately stone mansion, built in 1905, sits around the corner from downtown. Even the street boxes for the local newspaper, the Baraboo News Republic, bear an image of a clown.
Okay, Hazel, so now we're going into the museum, and what do we find inside the museum?
It's fascinating there. You find lots of memorabilia, and here it's described as a fascinating swath of memorabilia. And a swath is just maybe a wide area, a large assortment of fascinating things. I like memorabilia, little things that you can collect that help you to remember the past, things that people had, maybe small pins or buttons that people wear, or little small statues or something mm-hmm. that remind you. Maybe even circus flyers or posters, things like that.
Yeah.
So a lot of people collect memorabilia, and if you like circus memorabilia, this might be the place to go.
Do you like to collect anything in particular, Hazel?
I like to hoard all kinds of things.
Okay. I'm using that word hoard that we saw yesterday. Okay, good. Could you give us an example of something?
Well, I collect a lot of props that we use for television.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I like things that instead of like a regular size comb or a regular size pair of scissors, I like giant mm-hmm. ones. So if I find great big things of something that are usually small, I might buy those because they're just kind of funny.
They are, yeah. Yeah. They're great for skits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dramas.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think of memorabilia, the first thing that comes to my mind is Hello Kitty, because you see Hello Kitty memorabilia everywhere. There are some people that just live and breathe Hello Kitty. So,
right, Mickey like Mouse mm-hmm. Memorabilia, Coca-Cola memorabilia,
yeah.
McDonald's memorabilia. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of things that people collect.
Yes, that's right. And so it would be interesting to go into this museum and see some old ads or posters from many years ago and see the cost of something or whatever. And I like to see, you know, historical things like that. Well, this museum boasts of all of this. So they're proud of it and they're kind of saying, hey, come to this museum and see all of this wonderful stuff. And then we get an example of a clown here, right? Anna, which clown do we meet?
Chester Bobo Barnett. And I think he's quite famous. You can go online and watch some of his videos. It's quite funny to see a man and so many dogs coming out of this impossibly small car. So you can watch that online. But his clown car is actually at this museum.
That's right, Anna. And we get a description of who he is here in parentheses. We see he was a big guy in a little car. So that's already funny.
Right.
And what else was in the car?
7 dogs, a skunk, a trumpet, and 2 suitcases. And sometimes we talk of clown cars, and maybe it came from this clown's performance, because, you know, we often think of a tiny car with lots of clowns coming out of it. And so maybe he was the one that originated that idea.
Now, it's funny that he has a skunk. So, listeners, I don't know if you're familiar with skunks. It's a North American animal. It's black and has a white stripe on it. So, and they stink. Yes, they are so smelly. And so, anyway, I'm sure this one wasn't. I'm sure they did something to make, what do you call it, de-skunked
or something. You can de-skunk or make them so they don't smell. So it was probably a pet skunk. But when you see a skunk, it's just kind of funny because you know that usually they smell bad. So it's kind of funny for a clown to have a skunk.
Especially if you're not expecting it. I'm sure that would be especially funny. And so we find some other things there, right, Anna? Including a costume.
Yeah, they also have a 100-year-old costume and makeup kit from Edwin Poodles Hannaford. And he performed on Broadway, which is a very famous venue in New York City.
Mm-hmm. And he palled around with Charlie Chaplin, and Charlie Chaplin is a famous comedian. You see him in a lot of old movies. And do you like any of his movies, Hazel?
I like some of them. I don't know that I've ever watched a whole movie, but you see little clips. He's the one with the black hat and the mustache, and he walks with a walking stick and mm-hmm. his toes point outward. So I think you'd know Charlie Chaplin if you saw him, and he's quite amusing. So this clown palled around with him. They were good friends, apparently. I like the guy named Edwin Poodles Hannaford because I enjoy poodles. And one reason I have poodles is because I think of them as circus dogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're very famous for the circus. They're smart dogs, and they like to perform. And so you'll see poodles in a lot of circuses. And that's one reason that I bought Howdy.
Oh.
Because I like circus kind of things.
Nice.
So does Howdy know a lot of tricks?
She can stand and dance a little.
Wow.
Jump through a hoop. Things like that.
That's cool. I was not aware that those were considered circus dogs.
I just need 6 more dogs, a skunk, and a smaller car.
A small car.
You can have your own show.
Yes.
All right. Well, next we hear more from DeSanto. And what did he say, Anna?
He says that they probably have the largest collection of clown artifacts in the world. And that boggles my mind, because that's a very impressive thing to say, in the world, right?
That's right. That's a bold statement. And then the word artifacts just means a lot of things, right? Especially from the past. And so, of course, we're talking about history here and things from the past. And so you can go there and see this huge collection. And you can't go anywhere else in the world and see all of this in one place, right?
Right. And it's appreciated in the town. It's welcome probably more than any place else, because they're a circus kind of town. They enjoy the circus, and they enjoy the tradition of their town.
Okay, and then moving on, we see reminders of the town's circus roots lie in all directions. And so when we talk about someone's roots, or in this case, circus roots, what do we really mean by that, Anna?
Well, here, roots kind of means legacy or history. So the town's circus roots lie in all directions. It's really founded, it has a strong foundation.
That's right. It originated there, and so we see it in different areas. It's not just in one place, and we even see a wall of fame, Hazel.
That's right. It's on the courthouse square, and it honors circus performers who have lived in that town.
Okay, and so you can go there, and I'm sure they have like some pictures of them and so forth, and their names, and it honors them, and you can find out more about some famous clowns. And then we have the theater on the square, and it was built by and is named for Al Ringling. And who is Al?
Al was the oldest brother of the Ringling brothers.
That's right, and so they did this to honor him, and they also talk about his stately stone mansion. When we use that word stately, what are we trying to describe, or what are we trying to say?
It sounds big. It sounds strong. It's a stone mansion, and it was built in 1905, and it's just around the corner from downtown.
Okay, and so even the street boxes for the local newspaper. So they'll, you know, newspapers, they will deliver their newspaper, and you'll have a special box for their newspaper. So you'll have maybe a mailbox and then this other box for the newspaper. And on these particular boxes, what do they have? They have an image of a clown. Isn't that kind of funny? So you really see the support from the town, don't you?
You see reminders all over town of its circus roots.
You can't get away from it.
No.
Everywhere you go,
that's right.
You're being reminded. So that's why we see here at the beginning of this paragraph, it's in all directions, wherever you go. And so if you are the type of person, you love the circus, well, you go ahead and plan your vacation to Wisconsin and enjoy, you know, going to the Clown Hall of Fame. And we're going to talk about the circus world tomorrow. If you really like the circus, you might want to check it out. Hazel, would that be a place that you would be interested in going to?
Yeah, actually, I would like to go there. It does sound like a lot of fun, and I would like to see that elephant walking down the street.
That's
and
right.
The skunk, too.
Yes. How about you, Anna? Would you be interested in actually taking the time to go to Wisconsin to check this out?
Definitely. Well, I love Wisconsin as a whole, but I don't think I've ever been to Baraboo. And if I have, I don't remember it. But I wasn't aware of the presence of, you know, such a strong circus environment there, a strong circus culture. So I would like to visit Baraboo and check it out.
Yes, I had no idea about the history of this town and the circus and being called the circus capital of the world. I had no idea. That's why we, you know, have these articles in advance. We learn new things. Even we as teachers, we learn new things because there's so much information out there. And, you know, that we try to bring some things that are interesting to the readers. And we hope that you are finding this one to be interesting. Tomorrow, we get to, I think, really the fun part. We're going to talk about a real live circus. And as we visit Circus World, but we hope that you will go ahead and read that portion for tomorrow so you are ready as we discuss it, and that you will come back and join us. And also we hope that you will check out our Topic Talks videos, and you can do that. You can even use your smartphone or tablet to scan those QR codes there at the top of page 42. So that's something new that's here in 2015, so we hope that you will check those out, and that will add to your learning experience. And just before we go today, I want to ask our panelists to just highlight something that you learned today. Maybe it's a word, maybe it's a concept, just that you want to leave with our listeners. I'll start with Hazel.
Well, I was impressed that it was the Smithsonian that chose this town as one of the 20 best small towns to visit. The Smithsonian Institute is in Washington, D.C., and when I was growing up, we went there many times. There's many museums, and they are a very prestigious institute. So a lot of people know the Smithsonian Institute, and if they say it's a place to visit, I think we should go there.
All right. There we go. Let's pack our bags and get ready to go. Anna?
I really enjoyed learning about all the different famous clowns that there are, about Chester Bobo Barnett, Edwin Poodles Hannaford, and especially Charlie Chaplin. He was really famous for slapstick comedy, which is just a kind of comedy that involves a lot of physical jokes or facial expressions. So Charlie Chaplin is a very iconic figure or a very popular character in old theater. So I enjoyed talking about that.
That's right. That's good. And also, I like that there are so many artifacts in this museum. You can go there, and it has all these artifacts and the largest collection of clown artifacts in the world, actually. And you just go there, and I'm sure it would just amaze you. You probably stuff that you had no idea would be there, that's there. And so I think it would be interesting to go in and just take a look and see what they have. And we would see just years of history going all the way back, I'm sure, to the 1800s. And so I think that would be interesting. So listeners, you can check it out. Book your tickets to Wisconsin and write in and let us know if it's actually good to go and see or if you enjoyed it. Well, come on back tomorrow as we end our travel article, The Circus is in Town. Until then, this is Brandon,
Hazel,
and Anna
saying goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.